and on the West African country's military headquarters in the capital of Ouagadougou occurred. Marissa Milton reports.
Authorities said that at least six assailants were killed in the attack. In addition, a number of Burkina Faso's gendarmes and soldiers were also wounded. According to the government, there are no known civilian casualties. At the start of the Friday attacks, witnesses said armed men got out of a car and opened fire on passersby before heading to the embassy. Witnesses said an explosion occurred at about the same time near the military headquarters and the French Cultural Center, about a kilometer from the embassy attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A video released by the Turkish Army Friday showed Turkish military helicopters shooting at YPG, PKK, and Islamic State targets in the west of Afrin, Syria. Turkish state-run Anadolu news agency reported nine YPG members were killed. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Turkish warplanes attacked pro-Syrian government forces overnight, killing at least 17 people. President Donald Trump Friday defended his threat to impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, saying potential trade conflicts can be beneficial to the United States. Trump's planned tariffs announced on Thursday sparked concerns of a trade war, with emerging markets trading lower and some world leaders threatening to take retaliatory measures. But Mr. Trump continued to defend his move, tweeting, "We will soon be starting reciprocal taxes so that we can charge the same thing that they charge us." This is VOA News. A suicide bomber in a car has struck in Kabul, killing at least one person and injuring 20 others. Jacob Greaves has more.
The intended target is not yet clear, and there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Just last month, around 100 people were killed after an explosive-packed ambulance was detonated.